Canto 1, Chapter 12, The Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Shaunaka said, "The embryo in the womb of Uttara that was tormented by the enormous heat of the invincible weapon released by Ashwatthama was by the Lord again awarded a life. How did the birth take place of him, Emperor Parikshit, who was so highly intelligent, and what were the activities of this great soul? How exactly did his demise take place, and what destination did he achieve? If you think you can tell us this that we, so very faithful, all want to hear, please speak to us then about the transcendental knowledge that was delivered by Shuka." Sutta said, "King Yudhishthira brought wealth the way his father did, by pleasing his subjects in continuous service of Krishna's feet without any ulterior motive for material gain or sensual pleasure. The fame of his wealth sacrifices what he stood for, his queens, his brothers, and his sovereignty over the planet Earth where we are living, even spread to the heavenly worlds. But just as only food may satisfy a hungry man and nothing else, he, in his hunger as someone aware of the Redeemer, Mukunda, O Brahmins, was not moved by all those earthly desirables that are aspired by even the God-fearing souls. At the time, Parikshit, the great fighter, as a child in his mother's womb, was suffering from the heat of the Brahmastra weapon, O son of Bhrigu. He could observe the Purusha, the original person, in a shining appearance. In the blaze he saw, at the size of not more than a thumb, the transcendental, infallible Lord, beautiful with a dark skin, a golden helmet, and lightning clothes. With the riches of his forearms, earrings of the purest gold, bloodshot eyes, and a club in his hands, he was moving about, constantly whirling the club around like it was a torch. As he was vanquishing the radiation of the Brahmastra, like the sun evaporating dewdrops, he was observed by the child who wondered who he was. He saw how the all-pervading Supersoul, the Supreme Lord and Protector of Righteousness, took away the glare. Next, the Lord, who stretches in all directions, all of a sudden disappeared from his sight. Thereupon, when the good signs of a favorable position of the stars gradually evolved, he, who would prove himself to be of a prowess equal to that of Pandu, took birth as the heir apparent of Pandu. King Yudhishthira, being fully satisfied, had priests like Daumya and Kripa perform the birth ritual with the recitation of auspicious hymns. Knowing where, when, and how, he in charity rewarded to the occasion of that birth the Brahmins with good food and gifts of gold, cows, land, housing, elephants, and horses. The Brahmins happily addressed the king, the chief of the Purus, communicating that they felt most obliged to the line of the descendants of their ancestor King Puru. They said, "This son has been given to you by the all-pervasive and all-powerful Lord to show you his mercy in countering his destruction by the irresistible supernatural weapon. Therefore, he shall be known all over the world as Vishnu Ratha, given by Vishnu. You will no doubt be a most fortunate, supreme devotee, endowed with all good qualities." The good king said, "O best of the truthful, will he follow in the footsteps of all the great souls of his family of saintly kings? Will he be just as meritorious and glorious in his achievements?" The Brahmins answered, "O son of Krita, he will be the maintainer of all living entities, exactly like King Ikshvaku, the son of Manu, and he will be faithful to his promises and be of respect for the Brahmins, just like Rama, the son of Dasharatha. He will be as charitable as King Shivi of Ushinara, and protect the ones of surrender, and will, just like Bharata, the son of Dushyanta, who performed many sacrifices, spread the name and fame of his family. Among the archers, he will be as good as the two Arjunas. He will be as irresistible as fire, and as unsurpassable as the ocean. As powerful as a lion, and as worthy for taking shelter as the Himalayas, he will be as forbearing as the earth, and as tolerant as his parents. With a spirit as good as that of the original father Brahma, he will be as generous and equanimous as Lord Shiva, and be the refuge of all living beings as good as the Supreme Lord, who is the refuge of the Goddess of Fortune. Following in the footsteps of Krishna, he will be the majesty of all divine virtues. He will have the greatness of King Rantideva, and be as pious as Yayati. Being as patient as Bali Maharaj, this child will be as devoted as Prahlada was unto Krishna. He will perform many Ashwamedha sacrifices, and be faithful to the elderly and experienced souls. He will father a line of saintly kings, will chastise the upstarts, and, as a source of righteousness in the world, crush the quarrelsome. After being informed about his personal death as caused by a snake bird that was sent by the son of a Brahmin, he will free himself from his attachments and take to the shelter of the Lord. From the son of sage Vyasa having inquired about the proper self-knowledge, O king, he will abandon his material life on the bank of the river Ganges and attain the state of fearlessness. The Brahmins, learned in matters of astrology and birth ceremonies, thus having informed the king, were generously rewarded, and then all returned to their homes. He, O Master Shaunaka, acquired fame in this world as Parikshit, the examiner, because he, constantly keeping him in mind whom he had seen before his birth, would examine all men. Just like the waxing moon, day by day, soon becomes full, the royal prince, under the care of his protective parents, day by day grew to become soon the one he would be. King Yudhishthira, desiring to perform a horse sacrifice to be freed from the burden of having fought his kinsmen, thought about acquiring funds, because all he received stemmed from collecting taxes and fines. In respect of his mindful wishes, his brothers, on the advice of the Infallible One, went north to collect sufficient riches. With the result of those collected riches, Yudhishthira, the anxious, pious king, managed to conduct 3 horse sacrifices, by means of which he worshipped Lord Hari perfectly. The Supreme Lord, being invited by the king, had the Brahmins perform the sacrifices for him, and then stayed a few months longer to satisfy the desires of his friends. Then the Brahmins, he, with the permission of the king, Drupadi and his relatives, went back to Dwaraka, accompanied by Arjuna and other members of the Yadu dynasty.